Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, only in America is this tolerated. I have to ask the people in this country, because there's nobody else in the country doing what myself and Tim Brown is doing. One question: what is it that the bad guys can't get away with? I'm curious to know, what is it that's going to move the American people to deal with the criminals in their said government? And again, I'm highlighting corruption here, friends, and pointing back to you as the law under God, asking you the question, why is it that you're not obeying and dealing with the corruption? It's called judgment, judgment which guards American liberties. I'm curious, Isaiah 26, verse 9. What is it that the American people won't let corruption do? That's the real question here, because that's been the joke. Hey, folks, Partygate? I mean, can anybody make that up? Partygate. Governments are found out for partying during the pandemic. And if people would take a moment and think about that, consider the fact that these are the people that were busted at the party during Partygate that were selling you the fear concerning the pandemic. And all cameras were on them to sell the fear, which is controlled by the Mockingbird media, CIA controlled. Partygate. Whoa. The people in prospective countries across the globe are putting up with Partygate. Again, we're talking about only in America is this tolerated. We're talking about the UK right now. But this was happening over in America as well. As a matter of fact, I had accumulated a video of several of the politicians in America, from governors to mayors, that were selling you the fear, but it didn't apply to them. They were at weddings in the Bahamas or in the tropics, or they were flying on Thanksgiving as they were selling you fear, like the mayor in Denver that flew off to Mississippi to spend time with his family during Thanksgiving but told you to stay home. Partygate. No, Partygate was taking place all over the globe, because those that were selling you the fear concerning the pandemic, which was a total fraud, and it's still being exposed as a fraud. It has been since day one for people that are paying attention to it. And yet they were partying behind the scenes. Why? Because, as I've said, friends, they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. And for some reason or another, the people don't realize that for every minute that they give these people to commit another crime, guess what they're going to do? They're going to do it. They're going to commit another crime. You know, it tells us in Jonah 2:8, it says this: listen carefully. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. They that expect that more injustice is not going to take place are sadly mistaken, deceived, blinded by their own deceptions. Okay? They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. Oh, speaking of which, did you see this? Town Hall just reported this. Youngskin signs bill requiring schools to notify parents of sexually explicit material. Only in America can governors now tell you and the teachers that, listen, if you're going to groom the children, if you're going to commit crimes by indoctrinating them with sexually explicit material, you have to first tell their parents what you're doing. You have to tell them that you're going to commit the crime. Again, you have to tell them that you're going to begin to groom them and to indoctrinate them so they can submit to the next pervert that wants to molest them. Is it true? Oh, over the last week, friends, that's all we've been showing you, how true it really is. You now have governors in the state, friends, in the states, namely Governor Youngkin, who signs a bill, pay attention to what he's saying, signs a bill requiring schools to notify parents of sexually explicit material. Mr. Youngkin, that is against the law. This is the good guy that just won the gubernatorial position, the incumbent governor in Virginia. This is what Americans call good. This is how good. Folks, what sort of people do you think these people are? That they would do nothing more. They wouldn't enforce the law against the crime. No, what we're going to do is we're just going to go ahead and tell the parents that we're going to commit crimes against their children. And as long as we tell them, they can't hold us accountable. Man, there's a lot of that going on in the United States of America today, isn't there? Oh, absolutely there is. Oh, my goodness. Only in America would anybody tolerate this. How backwards can the American people be? Oh, here's another one for you. You all know this, Governor Whitmer. I mean, this woman, I'm not saying this to demean her. She's done that all on her own. But she is a witch. And I'm saying literally, she is a Jezebel, is what she is. Her position requires that she upholds the law in condemning the crime and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. The people in Michigan all the while know that her daddy was a part of the medical industry. Corrupt is high heaven. It is. We all know this. She's installed, and the first thing she does is she goes out wearing a hat that says, "Make America Great Again." If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the left side of the page. We're right there. Or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. We're right there. If you want to call and contend or add to, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Only in America would anyone allow a said representative to swear an oath to defend the law that keeps us free, right? That wears a hat that says Planned Parenthood, who's responsible for murdering over 62 million innocent babies in the womb, with a big smile on her face where it says right under Planned Parenthood, "Makes America Great Again." Is she serious about it? Oh, friends, you know she's serious about it. This Jezebel that the people in Michigan tolerate, she is now suing to protect abortion rights, no such thing, in the case of Roe versus Wade. She's looking to stop those that mean to stop the murder of the innocent. That is opposite of her work detail, friends. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm just thinking of that which Abraham Lincoln, of all people, said. And he said, and I know the quote in my head, I just want to say it accurately as to what he said. Correctly, he said, to sin by silence, which the American people are, because silence is consent to the criminals, their accomplices to the crime, to sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards of men. And keep in mind, the fearful are the first ones to be judged by God in Revelation 21, verse 8. Now, I want to get back to something really quick. Only in America is this tolerated. Governor Whitmer, she is a Jezebel. I'm not, folks, not name calling, not demeaning her. This is who she is. She is a devil incarnate who was born with a silver spoon in her mouth, who has done great damage in warring against the very people that she's supposed to be representing according to the law. So this is what it sounds like, okay? That she swears to uphold the Constitution, the laws found within, with her hand held high, swearing to God and man that she'll do so, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and then she ends with, so help me God. But this is what it sounds like in the ears of the people that know the difference. So help me God continuously make way for people to murder the innocents in their wombs. Okay? Only in America is this tolerated, because this is, in fact, what is going on. Right before the end of the last segment, I said she has a hat on. Planned Parenthood, Make America Great, 62 million babies have been murdered on the people of this country's watch. And she sits there with a smile on her face, with a whore's forehead, the Bible tells us, brazen, daring the justice of God, who will bring forth justice according to every drop of that innocent blood. Read Proverbs 6:17. Study out Manasseh for a moment, friends. See if God is mocked, because he's not. Okay? And this nation is responsible for what it allows corrupt representatives do to the innocent. It's their purpose to protect the innocent, okay? Not to condemn them. But again, what we're hearing is these said governors and mayors and said representatives say that, so help me God, continue to murder the innocent in the womb. And 329.5 million people stand back and sit down, and they're good little subjects, and they shut their mouth when they should be standing up in protest. Shame on you. Oh, and more's coming. Rest assured, more is coming concerning the retribution concerning those innocent babies. That's not a threat from me. That's a threat from Scripture that will be fulfilled, because God is not a man that he should lie. Only in America. Okay, now what is she doing? Because she's so encouraged by the good little serfs in Michigan, that now she's encouraged to go ahead and sue to protect abortion rights. I'm here to tell you, friends, there's no such thing as abortion rights, because the Lord never gave a one of us the right to kill. And in this particular situation, forgive me, the right to murder. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and our laws in this country do not permit a governor to advocate for the murder of the innocent in the womb. But the American people, not knowing the difference, only in America is this tolerated, that's why it's happening. Just think about that. Just think about that. So help me God, continually murder the innocent in the womb. Matter of fact, if people stand up against that, I'm going to work against the very people and the laws that I'm supposed to uphold, and I'm going to go to that corrupt Supreme Court, and I'm going to ask them to stand on my side concerning the consent of the American people to continuously murder their own babies under the guise of it being a right, which is not a right, once again. It's never been made law, by the way. Just wanted to make clear that you understood that. Only in America does this happen. Oh, I got some good ones coming up for you, friends. Only in America is this tolerated. Oh, this next one is just, it knocks it out of the park. What it is that the American people will not, or should I say will tolerate? What is it that you won't tolerate, Americans? That's what I want to know. We got David calling in from Prattville, Alabama. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Mr. Dean. I was listening to what you were saying about education and stuff. I went to college to become a high school math teacher, and I never graduated. Now I'm starting to think that maybe the good Lord is calling me to start homeschool academies. Now, what do you think of those? Because let's face it, NARAL, NOW, NAMBLA, and Planned Parenthood are not reproducing themselves. Think about it. And so if you cut off their resources, all that evil would eventually breathe itself out of existence. So,
yeah. What did you say about NAMBLA? And I didn't hear the other ones that you highlighted. What was that, David? Could you say it again, please?
NARAL with the National Abortion Rights Action League, NAMBLA, the Man Boy, those six.
Yeah, North American Man Boy Love Association, which it's an organization that the FBI is supposed to monitor, but we see now that they're covering for these pedophiles. But yeah, now I'm with you. And what was it that you were saying? You said that they weren't reproducing. They are reproducing, but they're not reproducing what we want to see them reproduce, because it's not for them to reproduce. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. It says nothing about having our sworn enemies raise up our children. And I know that you know that, David.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, though. If you started homeschool academies, when you actually had praying Christian academies with prayer in the school and families, in which you actually taught life skills like cooking,
yeah,
you know, good working, stuff like that, and gentlemanly qualities, being a lady and stuff like that, those evil people would eventually have no more recruits, so to speak. And so I was just wanting to know if you think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely, it's a good idea. We should have never left that because, again, it wasn't for us to hand our kids off to somebody to raise our kids for us. So I'm absolutely, I'm absolutely in favor of that. Furthermore, if the American people would pull their kids from the public school system, the whole system would collapse. It would collapse just that quick.
That's what you call strength. When you feel threatened by somebody walking away, that's called strength. And they would basically, who would they indoctrinate? They would have no one to indoctrinate. So, if I had the resources, I would literally open one up. I would have to have a piece of land, build a nice building. I'd put a cross out there and say, this is where the Christ is exalted, and we're going to pray here and meet you at the poll, et cetera, et cetera. If you don't like it, public school's waiting for you, and public schools would die away.
Oh, they would. There's no question about it because they need the students there. That's why they want enrollment, and they don't care who they get enrollment from because each student accumulates a certain amount of money that goes into that school district. That's why they want them there. And once they're there, then what they want to do is they want to pull them away from their parents and then begin to indoctrinate their kids to even war against their own parents. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. If they're not making a prey out of them, and like I've said over the last couple days, David, if the government's not trying to kill your kids, they're trying to molest your kids, and they're trying to do it through the public school system, just like I warned over 15 years ago. And it's exactly what I knew was coming. The American people just don't want to hear it. And here's the other thing, even concerning prayer, David, the prayers are going to go up to the Lord after it's too late. And that's where we're at. There was a defector back in the 80s that had said, you can warn the people as much as you want to. And he said, they're not going to listen to you. And he said, about the time that you think they're going to listen to, it's going to be too late. The boot's going to fall. And that's a totalitarian system of government. It's interesting how many people today, David, are distracted with the fact of what's going on over in Ukraine, which is all a distraction. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all created to get your eyes off of what's going on in America concerning the pandemic and the people rising up against those that are responsible for it. But what's interesting about it is that the American people would just take responsibility right off the bat. We wouldn't have to deal with the branches on the tree if we would just simply lay the axe to the root of the tree. And I think that's what we're missing in this country, and we need to get back to that. But thank you for your call. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that Secretary of Education Ronald Reagan said that the longer that kids stay in public schools, in essence, he said the stupider they get. This is back in the 80s. The 80s, friends. And yet people are still sending their kids to public. Well, I was raised in the public school. I guarantee you, not like what we're seeing today, friends. I just did a high school assembly 2.5 weeks ago. You better wake up. I'm telling you, you better get your kids out now while you still have time, if that be the case. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A manhunt is underway for the suspect in a Brooklyn subway shooting Schools in the area remain on lockdown. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry in our West Coast News Bureau.
Roughly two dozen people were shot or otherwise injured after a lone gunman in a reflective vest and possibly wearing a gas mask threw smoke bombs on a subway car in Brooklyn and began shooting Tuesday morning. It happened on the southbound R train beginning at 25th Street. As the doors closed, the suspect threw the smoke bombs and opened fire. One witness on ABC 7 in New York City.
People all look scared, terrified, calling their parents, calling their jobs.
A U.S. attorney in Michigan is planning to refile charges against two men accused of plotting to kidnap Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A mistrial was declared in the high-profile case last week. USA Radio News. March inflation is the highest in 40 years. The numbers put out Tuesday morning show the consumer price index jumping 8.5% last month. That followed a 7.9% bump in February. Kamal Siri Kamar is with Siri Kamar Global Strategies. He tells CNBC he believes these numbers are going to keep going up.
I think the bad numbers are going to keep coming. Fuel prices are going to remain high. The Russia-Ukraine crisis continues, and we still haven't dealt with the possibility that Russia could stop off any energy exports, and that would be a big push-up for energy inflation and overall inflation.
Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says he wants Oklahoma to be the most pro-life state in the nation. The comments come as he signs a bill outlawing most abortions. The law, likely taking effect in August, classifies performing an abortion in Oklahoma as a felony. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, my goodness. You guys ready for this one? Hey, folks, I'm laughing because nothing else seems to shake awake the American people. Though they're awake, they're back to sleep again because they think the pandemic has gone away. I'm here to tell you, no, it is not. No, it is not. They're not going away. Fact of the matter is, friends, that tsunami is coming in, and it's wiping out everything that's in its way. Just like the Lord had showed us 3 years ago, and here we are in it again. And it's way more evil than the people even thought it was concerning the beginning of this pandemic and the people that were behind it. No, I mean, the American people act as if this is a game. The American people act like the bad guys don't mean what the bad guys say. Well, I'm here to tell you, as a witness of the Holy Ghost and by the Holy Ghost, I mean what I say too. I want to make clear that, but they see that the American people don't do anything but listen to their favorite conservative talking heads, because the conservative talking heads that get all the time on television and on the airwaves that have millions of listeners every single day do nothing but continuously fuel the narrative and parrot the narrative that divides the American people. The American people do not want to hear this. You are the accountable party before God and man to preserve this country. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear somebody else will do it for them. Just ask me. Just ask me. How many times a day people ask me to drop my plow to pick up theirs? No, pick up your own plow. Understand what this call's all about. A lot stronger with more than just one doing it, let me tell you. But God and one man that's obedient to him is always in the majority, said John Knox. Who would know better than him? Okay? Listen to this. Only in America is this tolerated. Are you ready for this? Here. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this, and what I want you to catch on to is who it is on your own before I actually tell you who it is in the process
Hello,
of doing
that. Hope you're doing great. I just posted my latest single. The song is called The Places I Have Been.
You and I Are Free.
On Spotify and iTunes and the other streaming sites. And that makes 26 songs of mine that I have on the streaming site. So check them out when you have a chance. This is one of those 26 songs I'm going to play for you right now.
Only in America.
You're in my dreams most every night.
Okay.
You're still looking fine.
Okay. Okay. You guys all know who this is? This guy right here is highlighting the fact that on July 8th at the Market Hotel in Brooklyn, New York, he will be performing Only in America. Y'all know who this is? John told us, big news he posted on Twitter, I will be performing at the Market Hotel in Brooklyn, New York. He said, get your tickets while you can. Anybody know who old John Boy is? John Hinckley? This is the man that tried to murder Ronald Reagan that's been released from prison. Back out onto the streets in a society that tolerates the injustice of those that call themselves judges. Only in America. Folks, if this was another country, this man would have been executed publicly within a matter of days. After you paying for three squares, three meals a day, being rehabilitated, re-educated, and the government stealing away your money to support this madman that meant to murder the president of the United States of America, decided after 40 years it was okay to release him back on society. Folks, that is judgment turned backwards. That is not mercy. That is ignorance. That is allowing a man to go into a society and do it all over again. I did a show probably about 2 months ago, and I looked up statistically those that are released from prison. 86% of them are repeat criminals. The man that attempted to murder the president of the United States of America is tweeting out, come and get your tickets while you still can, because John Hinckley is going to be performing that night. Oh, Bradley, where's your compassion? Really? Where's my compassion? Or where's my common sense? A judge that loves society does not tolerate crime. Why? Because he understands what real mercy is to that society. He is not going to subject the citizenry in his county, his city, or his state to further abuse of one such as this. Only in America. Only in America do the people tolerate this sort of injustice. Incredible, to say the least. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Steve?
Well, I was thinking about what you were saying about the you know, what they do in the schools. And, gosh, it's probably been 20 years ago now when I was helping with a group that was fighting the profiles of learning. And I stood up at giving a speech at the Christmas dinner, and I said to them, look, if you guys wanted to end this, all you'd do is pull your kids out and homeschool, which we homeschooled our daughter at the time. And the politician at the time, unfortunately, was Michelle Bachmann. She says, if we start a movement like that, they'll all hate us and we'll never, nobody anywhere will ever listen to us.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, what do you expect then?
Yeah.
If winning yes. is going to make you hated, so you're never going to strive for victory, then you're just going to lose. And look at the schools today. They're way worse than 20 years ago.
Yeah. Bachmann, she turned out to be a piece of work, did she not, Steve?
Yeah, it was an unfortunate disappointment to me because, she had such opportunity that she could have done so much, and in the end, I mean, you know, at least she was honest enough to say George Bush took our victory away, because we did win on the profiles of learning here. Just to have George Bush do No Child Left Behind and give it to us federally.
Yeah.
And well, but just in time for her to go there federally, you know.
Yeah, I was really impressed the way that Michelle grabbed the president and kissed him. I was pretty blown away due to the fact that she seemed like she had a good direction. She had a good start. And then all of a sudden when I seen that, it was like watching a little teenager, or should I say a little teenager, I was going to say a little teeny bopper, kissing her favorite rock star when she seen the president. And when I seen that, it was like, you've got to be kidding me. But she did it, Steve.
Well, I knew the writing on the wall when Cheney came to town to fundraise for her. And when
that's
I
right.
asked her about that, yep. she said, don't worry, I won't let them control me. And I said, well, what you don't understand is that a man once asked the devil says to him, you know, sell me your soul and I'll give you $1 million. And the guy said, I don't want to sell you my soul, but I'd sure like $1 million. And the devil says, sure, here you are. And the devil walked away and said, the guy doesn't understand that if he wants my money, I already have his soul.
Yep, and, that's right.
And she wanted their money, and they had her soul. And we saw what she did, unfortunately.
Pretty crazy, to say the least. Thank you, Steve. I totally appreciate
yep.
it. Got much more to cover. Hey, folks, only in America. You ready for this one? Only in America is this tolerated. Okay? Put this up against Isaiah 59. Read the whole chapter when you get a moment. Okay? Because that's where America's at. Okay. I can't make this one up. New Jersey man gets 375 years in prison for House of Horrors murders over Facebook post. 375 years. Do you suppose that the criminals are looking at that in fearing of the consequence when they see a man that commits a crime against three innocent people, and the judge, is whoever the judge may have been in that particular case, found it within themselves in an empty head and a wicked heart to give this guy 375 years. Do you think that the prisoners or those that want to commit the crime are laughing at this injustice, or do you think that they're afraid of committing the crime? I mean, folks, think about this. If this guy knew, and you ask any one of them that murdered, if they would have known that the consequence of killing was that you would die by execution shortly thereafter, do you think the 375 years would have deterred the crime, or the death by hanging, death by firing squad, death by electric chair, or death by injection, lethal injection? Which one do you think would have deterred him from committing the crime? Because how many times I've seen cases where someone killed somebody that was innocent, and instead of doing what the Bible tells them to do, to show no pity, life for life, what do? They put him up for 375 years, as if to suggest that this man's going to be around in 375 years? What, is this guy like a cat that's got nine lives? Sorry. No. When you look at criminals, the reason they repeat the crime is because they're not afraid of the consequence. When a man murders, and I've seen a case in Ohio where a man murdered an innocent girl, and they gave him the death sentence for the crime. He was scared to death because he didn't expect that he was going to get the death sentence. But this murderer made an appeal to the judge asking for a stay on his execution, and he got it. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. Do you not understand that you're killing justice that brings about our liberty when you tolerate this sort of garbage? Only in America is it tolerated that a man that kills three people gets 375 years. Those that mean to kill and those that have killed laugh at this injustice system all the way to their next dinner, friends, because that's exactly what it's all about. They know that they're going to get thrown into a prison cell. They know that they're going to be fed three times a day and re-educated. Why wouldn't they do it, right?
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just highlighting only in America is this tolerated. Okay, you need to own it, America, because this is what the American people are tolerating. I was just highlighting a New Jersey man gets 375 years in prison for the House of Horrors. So I decided to just go ahead and share some of the details with you concerning this soft judge that creates hardened criminals. And I'm sure that there's some foolish people out there right now saying, well, man, he gave him 375 years. What's the years of a man? The Bible says 70 to 80 in strength. Read Psalm 90. I mean, do you really believe in your mind somehow or another this guy's going to be around in 375 years? And first of all, don't call yourself a Christian if you don't agree with what the Word says when it comes to the statutes that the Lord has given unto us as to how to deal with these criminals. If you were to take these guys and hang them up from a rope in the front and put the cameras on them, all the networks on them, this guy just did this, and this guy did this, and this guy did this to three innocent people, and we're not going to tolerate it in this crime or in this country. Do you think that you're going to deter crime? Proverbs 16:6. Oh yes, you are. Oh yes, you are. I live in a county where about a half hour away from where I live, there is a museum. And it's interesting, when you go to this museum, there's a metal cage outside. And I asked this historian, what is that metal cage for? And they said, when a man was if a man committed or a woman committed a certain crime, they were thrown inside of that jail cell, and then judgment would commence the following day. Not a year or 3 years later. See, there's nothing deterring the crime anymore, friends. And that's why they're doing it. Matter of fact, you're set up in a system that teaches people how to commit the crime. Okay, but let's go back to this, because I want to stick to the topic. Only in America is this tolerated. This man gets 375 years in prison for House of Horrors. Okay, so what's he responsible for? Well, according to Law and Crimes, 31-year-old Jeremy Arrington was sentenced to nearly four centuries. It's completely irrational. Makes no sense. By the way, here, let me give you the definition of irrational. Void of reason or understanding. A reprobate. Okay? This man was sentenced to four centuries in prison on Friday by Judge Ronald Wigler over the 2016, 5 years ago. Okay? Of an 8-year-old Ariel Little Whitehurst, an 8-year-old kid, a stabbing death of a little child. Well, you know what? How's the judge going to come in and prosecute him for what the government's been guilty of for 50 years in this country concerning the dismemberment, the decapitation of babies and black selling body parts on the black market? Like your senators know. Matter of fact, anybody stands up against abortion today in America, now they're laid, what's laid on their backs? 9 felonies for exposing the crimes of Planned Parenthood. Who's prosecuting them? The totalitarian government that you're fueling by your tolerance. That's who. That is in fact happening right now. But look at this. This man murdered in 2016 an 8-year-old. Her brother, Al John Whitehurst, 11 years old, he stabs to death an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old, and the fatal shooting of McBurrow. Sasaya is her name. She was 23 years old. I'm guessing that was her mother. Arrington also stabbed the 29-year-old mother of the two dead children and a twin 13-year-old brother and sister who all survived the attack. I bet you if I dig into this, you're going to find that he's a Muslim. I bet you. This is what Americans tolerate. I know. I can watch the people that jump on and jump off. I know it just bothers some of you irrational ones, doesn't it? That we're calling for justice here. Yeah, we don't want justice. We want to act as if it's never going to come to our front door. Oh, and guess what, friends? It's coming to our front door. How many times did I share this with you? And now the mainstream media is finally catching up to it. But here's this guy named Dan Bongino. And I met him at CNP years ago in Washington, D.C. We were all there together, and they had all their favorite talking heads. And you know how that goes, right? What was accomplished? Absolutely nothing. They were all trying to raise money. We were invited to come to it, so we did. And we didn't know it was a fundraiser until we got there, and that's all it was. But I want you to listen to this, because one of the things that I'd shared with the people and have shared with the people over and over again is Amos 6:3. And I noticed the Lord would get me on these. I'm making reference to that scripture and reference to that scripture and reference. Okay, Lord, I get more on that scripture. What's up and coming? And then before you know it, it begins to manifest. And you're not looking for it. He'll bring it back to you. That's how it works. The word of the Lord will come back to you. Okay. And usually when you get it, it comes in part and you know in part. Okay. Read 1 Corinthians 13 and 14 when you get a moment. But Amos 6:3 tells us this. It says, "You that put away far away, you that put far away the evil day," as if to suggest it will never happen here, right? "You cause the seed of violence to come near." In other words, those that say it will never happen here, what you don't realize is you are actually bringing them to your front door. Here, I can give you another version in Amos 6:3, outside of the King James, that gives a little bit more of a perspective for those that don't do their study. "You put off the day of disaster and bring near a reign of terror." Oh my goodness, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. What was Adolf Hitler to his people? What was Joseph Stalin to his people? What was Mao Zedong to his people? What was Benito Mussolini to his people, friends? They were a terror to the people, but they didn't figure it out until after the fact. This is why you have guys like me and Tim here in the morning to give you foresight to make sure it doesn't happen again by showing you your past and directing you to the Lord and holding to the law and the prophets and showing you the fruit of the people that depart wickedly from a living God. That's what we're doing here, okay? And when we get in trouble again as a nation, which it's coming again, okay, we'll begin to see more people come back and tell us how right we were. It's not how right we were. It's how right the Word of God is. His history, his dash story repeats itself, doesn't it? Yep, it does. Let me show you what Dan Bongino just had to say. I'm just going to just let it go for about 5-10 seconds. But again, I want you to hear what he's starting to pick up on now, okay? Finally, listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, this fight is coming to your door. You better get ready for it. I'm not kidding.
Whoa. The fight is coming to your door, and guess what?
All right, so last night I was watching.
Listen to it for a minute, okay? They'll listen to it for just a minute until everything they think is all the well better, when in fact what they don't know is they were just stripped of more of their God-given rights, okay? Now, he just brought up, because what we're talking about here today, friends, is only in America is this tolerated, okay? What I want you to catch on to is the fact that he just said it's going to come to your front door. And I can guarantee you exactly where it's coming. It's going to come to your front door, just like Joseph Stalin attacked and killed his own people in the millions, concerning what? Disarmament. He wanted to disarm his people. Yep. Now, I got this before I got the Dan Bongino thing, but the Lord will quicken you and he'll put things together for you if it's sound. Sound means without error, okay? Look at this. Dear Bradley, this is from the National Association for Gun Rights. Dear Bradley, did you see President Biden? He's not my president, number one. Okay, he's not lawfully the president of the United States of America, but this guy's validating his criminal presidency, okay? He said, did you see Joe Biden's gun control press conference yesterday? He said, in case you missed it, the president outlined a 5-point gun control plan with a main objective of expanding the national gun registry. Okay. Then he gives a 5-point, what do you want to call it? His 5 points as how this treasonous Joe Biden, this disgraceful man that's tolerated by the American people, who's there by voter fraud, and you all the well know it, for some reason or another, we're supposed to pay attention to what he has to say now. And with that, he gives us his little 5-point memos codifying the ATF, unconstitutional organization, codifying the ATF's unconstitutional ban on home-crafted firearms. That's none of the government's business, by the way. Number two, officially nominating Steve Dettelbach, to become the permanent director of the permanent director. This verbiage is getting a little shady, isn't it, friends, to say the least? To become the permanent director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF. Demanding licensed firearm dealers stockpile and hand over your gun records. None of their business. Spending more tax dollars to fund gun control bureaucrats. And number five, calling on Congress to pass more gun control. This is happening because only in America is this tolerated.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.